Kenmore at the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank our hosts and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been going with you?
Well, the pool is getting closer to completion.
Well, that's great. Just in time.
Maybe by Memorial weekend.
Well, excellent, because I tell you what, this weather is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I always like when it's the same temperature outside as it is inside. You don't even wince when you walk out the door.
You don't have to worry about it. And you know, in the last couple of days, you don't get dumped on either, like last weekend.
So. Well, and it's nice, too, especially from a real estate perspective. You know, a lot of people like to look at homes after work and in the mm-hmm. evenings, and we can actually see them now.
Yeah.
So it's staying light pretty late, and boy, it sure is nice. This is definitely one of the reasons we live in Tri-Cities is for this time of year and mm-hmm. are enjoying it greatly.
I would imagine that's keeping you pretty busy in the market.
It has been. The market has continued to just thrive. We have not seen any real slowdown at all. You know, there was some perspective of people that after the tax credits, you know, how much things might slow down. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, from at least from our standpoint so far, and we'll see the numbers here in another couple weeks, but things look like they are just continuing to really just be clicking along at a great pace. So things are going good. Things are going really good.
And, of course, you had an opportunity to get together with some pretty influential people in real estate.
You know, it really was. That's one of the things that we definitely wanted to talk about is some of the things that Karen and I have done on a national level. We were very fortunate to be invited to attend a conference with really some of the most influential people in real estate that are really kind of changing the game right now. And so what's nice is we were able to pick up on some great, great ideas. For instance, in the real estate community, a great resource for consumers and agents alike is a company called Active Rain, hosts an active blog site where realtors and consumers can interact. Well, it's rapidly becoming a very important website for real estate, and we were actually very fortunate to be in a room with under 30 people and have the CEO of that company, who was a very successful real estate agent previously before he started this company also, and get some ideas about what we should be doing, you know, for our sellers, what we should be doing for our buyers. And, you know, it's nice to really talk direct to the owner, the guy that's coming up with the thoughts, that's setting the vision for the company. And so it was nice to sit down, you know, have lunch, you know, with these people, get to ask them questions one-on-one. And one of the biggest things that came out of it is really just that our technology is changing so quickly.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know a lot about being on the internet and being involved in that, but also it's a matter of never stopping learning. Yeah. You know, I think in this business, you have to be a lifelong learner because the way things are changing so quickly, stuff we did even 3 years ago
it's
going to be different, and I mean, it's going to be out of date. I mean, really, when you look at it, for instance, 3 years ago, hardly anybody was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just as one way. Now I have buyers and sellers and clients. That's how they communicate with me. That's the forum they use to get a hold of us to set appointments. So if we were giving that up or not taking care of that, once again, that would just be a huge segment of the market.
Well, it's kind of like with your computer. You know, they say the average computer in 3 to 5 years, it's considered obsolete.
Well,
the technology is coming right along with it. Facebook, we were talking about this on some of our other shows. I believe in the last year to 18 months, Facebook has more than doubled the number of people worldwide. I mean, we're talking astronomical growth.
Really gaining some critical mass. And one of the things I noticed, too, is one of the reasons we, you know, get out of Tri-Cities and go to these conferences to help our clients is because a lot of these trends, you know, start in the bigger marketplaces, you know, in, you know, California and New York. And a lot of folks in those markets and in those technology markets are really on the cutting edge. If we can get a hold of that sooner rather than later and bring that back to our local clients here, we really feel it helps serve them better on a local level. So
instead of waiting for it to trickle down, you can put it into play right away.
That's exactly right. And so we work really hard. We're always working really hard to network, whether it's in our own community, but also on a national level so that we're networking and can help figure out things. One of the great things about being at the conference was, which was really interesting, is Diane Kennedy was there, who co-authored some of the books for the Rich Dad Poor Dad series with Robert Kiyosaki. Mm-hmm. And so she is a CPA and has helped work on some of those issues. Well, just having Don Taylor on the show last week.
Yeah.
It's amazing how knowledgeable Don Taylor is and how lucky we are to have him on a local level, because when I hear Don Taylor speak and then I go to one of these conferences with national caliber folks, she was almost saying exactly the same things to the attendees at this conference that Don was telling us and the listeners last week. So once again, I just like to thank Don for being on the show. We had great feedback and got a lot of questions from it. And so, but it was nice to see that the information he was telling us was spot on to what some of the highest level professionals are also advising. So so that was great to see. Yeah. And now it comes back to is what can we do to create demand for your home, and what type of things do you need to consider? Really, I was going to take it all the way back to really a basic level, and what you should think about and kind of the perspective you should go about when you're selling your home, whether it's, you know, whether it's with us or with somebody else. I mean, this is really a broad-based tip to help all of our listeners. So, number one is you've got to think like a retailer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are becoming, it's not your house, it's not personal, it's not what you're selling. You have to think like a retailer. You are now a retailer. So one of the ways you can put it, and I've heard a lot of speakers nationally talk about this, and I've heard a lot of different people give advice on this, but when you go into like a mall, for instance, and you're looking at a display, imagine if you were walking through the mall and you go by, you know, you go by Macy's and you see cobwebs up in the corner of the display, and the carpet is dirty that the mannequins are on, and maybe a cat runs around in between them. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine
the clothes are falling off the mannequin? If one of the arms
that's
is missing.
What you saw, you would be immediately noticeable. Yeah. And so, you know, that is some of the things that we see in the real estate industry. And there's a lot of different reasons why this could be. I mean, I mean even myself, you know, I've even had listings like this before too, where for other reasons and stuff, people, you know, won't quite get it into prime condition. But if you want to get the most amount of money, and I'm talking in the best cases here, you've got to think like a retailer and get all of that stuff cleaned up. So you think, how much paint can I buy for $1,000? You can buy a lot of paint for $1,000. And so, you know, get everything freshened up. You know, buy that paint. The most important aspect of preparation here is also curb appeal.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that. We've devoted complete shows to that. But your lawn maintenance, your front door, and then sometimes people don't think about is it can be your lights in your house. A lot of times, even for nighttime or for cost savings reasons, people will put like 40-watt light bulbs in or fluorescent bulbs. Well, that's great when you're living there and you're saving money. But now that it's time to sell your house, we need to throw all of that out the window, and I want 100-watt light bulbs in. I mean, when they turn those lights on in that house, I want it to look bright, and that makes the rooms look bigger. So it's simple things like that, about less about long-term cost savings and more about what's going to make it look great. So
you kind of have to detach your personal feelings, and you have to look at your house as if you were someone else.
Exactly.
As a prospective buyer. You have to put aside, well, I like this, and you have to critically examine your house and say, this is good, this is not so good.
So here's the best way to do that. Leave your house, walk out your front door, grab a clipboard and a piece of paper, and then decide to be the most critical buyer that you can be. And pretend this is new construction, and you are doing your final walkthrough before 2 weeks when you close on the house, and this is the stuff that you're going to ask the builder to fix because you don't want to fix it.
Yeah.
And so you're going to walk through the house and say, oh, well, I need the builder to paint the rest of this front door. He missed a trim piece over there. I want that fixture replaced because it's leaking. And pretend like this is the list that you're going to have to give to somebody else. And if you can't do that, that is something that we definitely will do, you know, whether people want to see it or like it or not. I mean, twice this week I went to houses and people were asking for the same type of stuff. And so it's really smart. It's a lot about what we do. I think people have heard me talk about that on the show. And so folks will call us and we'll go over to the house and we'll do this type of walkthrough. And so then at the end of it, give that list to yourself and go to work.
Can I drop it in the mail?
and you know what? We have professionals that do that type of stuff. So if you don't want to do it yourself, we have licensed, bonded general contractors, window cleaners that can get the hard water off of the windows. You know, so we have professionals that can do that, and we can come do kind of a pre-walkthrough and do that. But, you know, you can do a lot of that yourself and get a lot of it ready to sparkle. So
exactly.
So that is, that's huge. And that's just the first part, is just thinking like a retailer. And then definitely, I mean, make sure your house is listed on the internet in multiple places, you know, 2, 3, 5, 20 different places. I mean, talking about learning and education, I mean, in 1995, only 2% of people found homes on the internet. Today, now it's over 80% of people that find their
89%.
Home. Yeah, I mean, actually, starting the search, I mean, people that originally see it, almost 89% start their search online. So that's huge. Pay extra to have more photographs listed. Pay extra to upgrade to the premium sponsors that they offer on these websites, whether it's a real estate agent's website or whether it's a for sale by owner website or whatever you're using to market. Pay the extra to get more exposure. It's amazing how they can tweak things. And then, you know, when it comes right down to it, when selling, the research just shows that the best realtors are worth more than they cost. 6% is a chunk, and it's a lot of money, and we don't take that lightly. But on average, homes with an agent nationwide sell for around $230,000. Without an agent, sell for about $200,000. Statistically, it's about 16% more when house
that's
an with
average
an
of all. That's a nationwide average. You'll find many examples where that gap is even bigger.
Exactly, especially when you're working with the best agents. The next point is just expose the home through the multiple listing service. It's worth it. All agents are working with 2, 3, 5, you know, qualified buyers. And when we put homes in the multiple listing service, people get automatic emails. A large number of consumers automatically see that. So it's definitely worth it. A point of reference, though, is when selecting an agent, don't always rely on friendships or relatives. This is a multiple $100,000 transaction.
Yes.
And you know what? Sometimes the friend and the relative is going to be the best choice. But because there's obviously great agents out there, great agents in this town, and they have friends and relatives, and those great agents, yes, they're going to be the right choice. But a lot of times they won't be. And so the next point is just all of us are professionals, and we're all looking for a job. So when you do that, at least when I look for new employees to put in my office, I interview at least 3 people. Do the same with your agents. Take the extra 2 hours, because you're going to have to be 1 hour with one agent anyway, for 2 more hours before you make an investment with multiple hundreds of thousand dollars transactions. Just interview 3 agents. If nothing else, they're going to give you 1 or 2 good ideas that the first agent might not have that you could go ahead and implement. So definitely interview 3 agents. Of course, I always want to be one of those 3 that you're interviewing, so feel free to give me a call. Let's interview, and there's great agents out there in this town. Let's find them and make sure you're with them.
Well, we'll put it this way, too. When you're shopping for a car, for example, do you buy the first car on the first lot?
No.
Absolutely not. People are out there going, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then why would you just, you know, go with the first choice and one choice only on a real estate agent?
Exactly. Go home, do the same thing, plug it, you know, it's a little different with real estate, but, you know, plug it into Priceline, you plug into Amazon, you search around, you find the best price and the best conditions, or maybe there's a better product for you. So definitely look around. And then another question that someone sent me on Facebook, and they ask me this all the time, is what about having a home warranty prior to the sale? You know, honestly, I don't think that home warranty is going to make a sale. A lot of people listening out there and other agents or people in the industry, they might not like this, but it's really what I believe. So that's what I say. I don't think it'll make a sale prior to. It does offer you some peace of mind. So financially, I don't think the payoff is exactly what it should be. So I don't think it's necessary. But if a buyer wants one during negotiations and it's that $400 that makes the sale, I'm the first one to say, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when we get to the part of creating demand for your house is also being smart in negotiations. And that $400 or $500 for that home warranty that a buyer wants, I 100% of the time will say that gives them peace of mind, that keeps them from having a financial problem in the first year. And if that's what we need to sell the house, let's sign up and do it. So, So that is definitely something we would do for sure. I don't recommend it on the front end. If people want it, of course. I don't get any kickbacks for it. You know, that type of stuff is illegal. One company doesn't pay me more to give them another. I can point you in the right direction. It's absolutely of no benefit to me. But if clients want it, of course, we're going to get it to them so they can take care of it.
Well, overlook this as well. It gives you the idea that you know, you're willing to negotiate with these people, you're willing to work with them, and I'm sure that word gets around if somebody's trying to sell their house and there's multiple agents, you know, multiple listings. I'm sure the word gets out that person A is a bit of a stickler and a little bit hard to deal with in the negotiations.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, there's definitely
a perception, well, this guy, we're not going to deal with this guy.
We like to make it easy. I always tell people, we like to make it easy for people to sell our listings. That is always one of our goals. I mean, I'm always preaching this to all of our, you know, to our agents in our office and our staff. You know, when another agent calls and needs something, that is a huge priority because that's a buyer that needs something. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we like to make it as easy as possible for people to get the information they need. And that is a huge, huge point that I did not even have down here, and I appreciate you bringing that up. So what else can sellers do to create demand for their home? Well, there's a lot. We've gotten rid of the tax credits. Buyers still want value. Mm-hmm. There's some things we need to offer people to make up for this. After the break, we're going to look at some of those alternatives, and we're also going to talk with Mr. Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage when we return from the break.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We have been talking about how can sellers create demand for their home, some of the things we can do as the tax credits ended, as some other programs expired. People are now looking for ideas. How can I still sell these properties? So as always, I'd like to welcome to the show our premier lending sponsor, Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, how's everything going?
Things are going great. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
We are doing really good. Now, talk to us. We've been talking about what I can do as a real estate agent on my side of things. Talk to us about what maybe potentially sellers could do with lending to help create demand for their homes.
Well, a lot of the things that sellers can do is it's going to depend on obviously some of the things you've already been talking about, getting their houses dressed up and finding out what that appraisal comes in at.
Okay.
Because whatever they're going to be looking for, say if they come in and are wanting the seller to pay some of their closing costs or those dollars, you have to make sure that the appraisal is going to support the value of that home. And in some cases, they ask the seller to maybe raise it a couple thousand dollars to roll some of that money into the purchase price.
Right, and we know that does not work very well in today's appraisal world.
No, so it's really important that the appraisals are going to support any changes that they're trying to request. So that's great that people are fixing their homes up and making these adjustments because hopefully they can eke out just a little bit more value there. The other thing that sellers are doing is offering incentives. And those incentives can be in the form of points or dollars that they're willing to pay to permanently buy down an interest rate. Permanently buying down an interest rate, meaning what a point is equal to is 1% of whatever that loan amount is that they're going to have.
Okay.
So 1% equals 1 point. 1% of $100,000 in the purchase price is $1,000. So if a seller is saying, I'm willing to sell this house for $100,000 and the appraisal will come in at $100,000, but what I'm also as a seller willing to do is to say throw $2,500 towards buying down your interest rate or giving you some dollars that will help allow you do that through your closing costs.
Right.
Then what that will essentially do is it kind of is a trickle down effect when you're qualifying a buyer.
Okay.
It's going to do a couple of things. It's going to lower their interest rate, and that's going to lower their payment, which means they don't need as much income to qualify. And it will also potentially help offset maybe an auto payment or a credit card payment or other payments that factor into what's called your debt-to-income ratios. So we've talked a little bit about credit and the differences that we can do to help people fix their credit reports and get their credit scores in line. Mm-hmm. Now what we're talking about is monthly debt load and how that can help them to qualify. So it not only helps them qualify for more home, but what it also does is it allows that same home to offer a much lower home payment for the long term or the 30 years of the home, potentially saving them tens of thousands of dollars.
Right. So you could have a seller that says, hey, I'll throw in an additional $2,500 and, you know, maybe lower the rate from, you know, near 5 or 4.75 all the way down to like 4.25.
That's exactly right. They could end up with a 4.25 interest rate today based on if they have a 640 credit score or better. If they're below 640 to 620, the rate is going to be just a little bit higher because of risk premiums that the investors build in.
Right.
But if you have a 640 credit score or higher, right now with Cobalt Mortgage, we're at 4.25% on a 30-year fixed, no prepayment penalties or any of that craziness that's out there on an FHA loan, 3.5% down. And if the seller is willing to throw $2,500 based on a $100,000 loan amount towards that transaction, that will cover those buy down points to get them that interest rate permanently. So there's a lot of variables. We juggle probably 20 variables at any one time on a loan transaction. So what we're looking at is what's the need, short and long term, for our client, and what's the best way to organize those variables that benefit them the most, get them in a home now, qualify them now, and are able to take advantage of these low interest rates and fantastic home prices.
And these are the same types of strategies that big corporate sellers use to sell homes that we can use on an individual level. For instance, it's been about a year and a half ago, there was a local bank in town that was trying to balance their portfolio, and so they had to clear a lot of new construction builds out of. And I remember they were offering rates like, 3.5% if you purchase one of these five homes. Mm-hmm. So same type of strategy that the corporate folks are using, we can use on an individual basis to help you sell your individual home. Exact same type of strategy. Basically, they were doing the same thing that we could do on our individual listings.
Right, and one of the things that you have to be careful about there, though, is that there are maximum percentages that are allowable for a seller to pay towards a buyer's closing cost.
Right.
So make sure that you get with your lender or call me, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004, and ask those questions first so that Lance and I can help you and assist you in strategizing the best way to get your home sold the quickest.
And if someone's going to be in a home for five, seven years, a rate of like 4.25, I mean, over 8 years, that's going to make a huge, huge difference.
Well, and that's what we do as mortgage planners and consultants to assisting people is we really do it on a one-on-one basis and find out what is the best way to package your lending solution for your home for that individual. We do that every single individual separately, time after time, day after day. And that's how we're really trying to do the best we can to service our clients on their individual basis, not a big blanket of, we've got a this or a that, and it's a kind of a serve you all.
Definitely. And sometimes in negotiations, from my standpoint, if we're close but can't quite make it, as a seller, I can have them offer, say, look, let us talk to your lender. Where are you at? What if we could, what if we could get your rate down to 4.5? Then would it make sense for you at this price?
Right.
And so
lots of negotiating tools from
negotiating standpoint, it's something that we can consider that a lot of times people overlook.
Yeah, you just have to think outside the box and figure out what's the goal here. The goal is to sell this house and this person to buy this house. What's the best package that we can put together on the selling side and on the buying side and get these people to meet up where everybody's happy in the middle?
That's exactly right. I love it. Well, let's take a look at some real estate that we could apply this stuff to.
Oh, is this a pick three time?
Oh, yeah.
I love this stuff.
This is the pick three.
All right, let's sell some houses.
So number one, the first thing I've got here is this is a really great opportunity for anybody that's been trying to find a custom building site. We have one lot. We're down to one lot located in Country Estates, which sits right above Country Ridge. This lot is just over two-thirds of an acre. It's perfect for a rambler basement, has a great view. Most of the homes in this neighborhood, when they're built out, are being valued and selling for over $600,000.
Wow.
And this lot is for sale for $80,000. Mm-hmm. Usually in a development of that priced homes, the lots are $100,000, $120,000, $130,000. So this lot has irrigation water, it has natural gas, it has city water and city sewer. So it has everything. It's ready to go. It's difficult to find a lot like this for under $100,000. So this is the last lot the developers say sell it. Let's get it sold and just finish the project off. Pick number two, we've got a home in Pasco. It's located at 5104 Antigua Drive. This home has about every upgrade imaginable. We're talking granite countertops, three-car garage, crown molding, 2,600 square feet. They've got these awesome sunshades in the backyard, plus a garden area. Their landscaping is just immaculate. All of this, and you're getting this house for $265,000.
Mm.
It truly is, for the upgrades that are in this home, it truly is one of the best deals in West Pasco. You're basically getting all the upgrades for free at this price.
That's huge value.
So
that's less work I would have to do.
Exactly. Now, pick number three is a little bit different, and just an amazing opportunity just came on the market this week. This is a golf course home, and it's in Meadow Springs there in South Richland. It's located at 348 Broadmoor. This house is 2,500 square feet, three bedroom, three bath, and it has golf cart storage in the lower level. Rambler,
nice.
Basement, so you can drive the cart right out onto the course. And when they talk about location, 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 this is the type of home they're talking about. Not only is it golf course frontage, it's golf course with the lake view.
Ooh.
So it sits on Broadmoor there right on the course. You open the shades in the morning, you're looking at the course, you're looking at the lake, the water, and you're just, there's a park just across the street with tennis courts right in South Richland. I mean, this really, at $350,000, this really is a sweet, sweet deal to be that close to everything and on the course. It's really one of the best values on a course right now in town. So
wow.
I expect that one to be one of the ones that's gone very, very quickly. So that is that's the pick three. So that's what we've got. Scott's been talking about ways on the lending, on the mortgage side, how we can sweeten the pot, how we can create demand for your home.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things you can do as a seller, too. You can replace some of the tax credit hit for buyers with other types of credits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you can do, for instance, if you're in a community that, say, has above average community homeowners dues, for instance, say Creekstone, because they have phenomenal walking paths and parks and miles of amenities, the homeowners dues are a little bit more there. They're about $50 a month, which is a little bit higher than some people are used to. But I mean, the amenities and what they offer greatly make up for it. But sometimes that is a little sticker shock in the beginning. Why don't you, as a seller, offer to pay those homeowners dues, say, for the next 2 years?
Hmm.
So, okay, really, that's going to cost you, as a seller, only about $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Great incentive for the buyer, and that's going to be a lot cheaper for you than if you're doing a major price reduction later on in the listing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, sometimes condos for the same type of thing. Condos are a great choice for people, but sometimes there's condo dues, you know, that are a lot higher, you know, a couple $100 a month that people aren't used to. Well, why don't you just prepay those condo dues in advance for 2 years? That is a huge negotiating tool for sellers of these type of properties. And then one thing you can do too is you can increase the commission for the selling agents. Like we talked about, there's 400 really, you know, there's 400 agents, you know, that are working with a couple buyers, you know, per se. So now you've got 1,200 potential buyers. And when a selling agent is looking to show homes, if somebody is offering, say, instead of paying a selling agent 3%, say they're now offering the selling agent 5%. Okay, that's going to really key up an agent to say, wow, these people really want to sell. These people really want me to show their house. I'm going to get over there and show it and figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just, it's a way that for, you know, say on a $100,000 house or $110,000 house for $2,200, you can drastically increase the amount of showings you're going to get, which once again, in the long run, is probably going to be a lot cheaper than a major price reduction or, you know, a major reduction by buyers later on if this listing drags on.
Well, $2,200, and let's say, because you see this all the time, I'm sure you see homes where price just reduced another $10,000 or
right.
even $20,000.
Right.
These people are taking a huge hit. Well, that's $2,200 versus $10,000 or $20,000 later down the road. Plus, you've talked about the perception, too, that the longer a house is on the market, and it might not be fair, but the longer it lingers, people start to assume, well, why hasn't this house sold? There must be something wrong here.
You know, I just helped a gal. There's a lot of condos for sale right now in Portland and Seattle. A gal came to me that I know and said, you know, just a couple weeks ago and said, Lance, my condo's for sale in Portland. I mean, we are priced right. We've reduced our price. I don't get it. It hasn't sold. We sat down, had a quick conversation. And I said, well, how many units are for sale in your building? And she said, well, there's 12. And I said, oh, okay, gosh, there's a lot. So there's a lot. And I said, well, what's the average commission? And she said, well, it's 3%. I said, you know what? She goes, we can't reduce the price anymore. We don't want to. And I said, well, can you come up with another $3,000? And she said, yeah. I said, increase your commission 2%. There's 12 condos. Immediately, her condo started being the first one shown every time. And they sold it. You know, she came back to me in a couple weeks and said, Lance, I just can't believe it. You know, but I mean, you know,
bigger carrot.
Yeah. And so
a little more incentive.
Little more incentive there. So, and then definitely, too, the last thing I've got today, I know we're running out of time because there's so many ways to create demand, but, you know, you can throw in some extras. Don't be afraid to leave the pool table if you can replace it. I mean, if not saying it's not like a family heirloom or something,
yeah.
But if you can replace it, you know, people buy houses that are staged, like we talked about preparing and clean in the game room. Well, if there's a popcorn maker in the game room and there's a pool table and you're on a half acre and the riding lawnmower is sitting out there, put a red bow on all of it with a little note that says included, you know, included in the purchase price of the house. A lot of times people like being able to move in and not have to think of all those extra things. So, you know, there's a lot of great ideas for creating demand and putting together deals. And a lot of this comes down to negotiating too. Not only is this creating demand, but this is finishing the negotiations. And so these are just a couple of the things that you can do and use to complete those negotiations and make a successful transaction. I mean, demand really boils down to three things that I always say: pricing and incentives, which is included in the pricing there, the condition, which we talked about, and the location. For instance, the home we talked about on the golf course there. So if we can make sure those three things are in place appropriately, you're well on your way to getting your home sold. So,
and a little bit of investment now, as we said before, will reduce the need to chop the price down the road.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all three of those items that I just mentioned work together, and we have to determine, you know, what the proper balance is between all of those items. And so that's what we do. These are some different incentives that we really focused on today that you can offer. And I mean, we're still in a great, great market. Trust me, that when I went to that conference that I talked about earlier in the show, and there was 30 or so of us in the room, there was about two of us that were able to raise our hands when people said we were in a good market that wasn't dominated by repos and short sales.
And I bet everybody was asking you lots of questions.
they were. So it's a great way for us to stimulate more demand in this community also. So definitely we will leave the show today counting our blessings, appreciating the community, and And if there's anything we can do to help, as always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, at 727-8977. And on the lending side, Mr. Ridgway, how can we get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach me at Cobalt Mortgage, Scott Ridgway, at 737-6004. And I'd just like to remind everybody out there that we are here to serve you. So please call us and let us answer those questions for you.
And once again, we appreciate you tuning in to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
We'll see you next Saturday morning at 9 right here on News Talk 870.